It's just a beautiful, beautiful day in the house of the Lord. And we've had beautiful worship in the house today. We honestly hoped to create an Easter experience today where you would feel the presence of God. No doubt we have felt enough sadness. We have felt enough disappointment in the last year. We have felt enough frustration, and there have been so many challenges. When I think about this time last year, we did not have an in-person gathering on Easter 2020. We were online completely. Our church was not meeting in person for 10 or 11 straight Sundays. When I think about being here in 2021, I am excited. I think that's why there is an excitement in the air, because it is the opportunity to feel the presence of the Lord, and there is nothing more powerful. And if you have little ones today that are checked into Church Kids, I want you to know they're having a blast. They're learning the Easter story in words and terms that are on their level of understanding. They're having a great time. So here's the deal. They are well taken care of, and you are well taken care of in this moment. So I want to invite you into the Word for just the next few moments. I'm not going to be long today, but I trust that your mind is opened. I trust that your heart is open so that we can just work in the Word. And I believe today is going to be a day where you see your life changed forever. We've been in a series the last few weeks called Come See. And the big idea of this series is that we can't just hear about the Lord. We can't just hear about Him. We need to experience Him. And oftentimes, as we have seen in the various weeks of this teaching series, Jesus invites us, or His representative in the Word invites us, to come see for ourselves. Come and see. Come and experience. Come and allow yourself to feel what it is that He is talking about. Come hear what it is that He is saying. Come see. You know why? Because God is so much bigger than anything anyone has ever told us about Him. He's bigger. He's bigger than anything anyone has ever told us about Him. Whatever your loftiest ideas about Him are, whatever has amazed you, whatever has blown your mind that you've ever heard about the Lord, He is yet bigger than that. And He's inviting us to come and experience, to come and see for ourselves. Have you ever had someone describing something to you and they just were not doing a good job? They're trying to tell you about something. They're trying to paint a picture for you, and finally, in your frustration, you say, just show me, let me see it for myself. I want to see what it is that you're trying to describe, but I can't quite capture it in my mind. I need to see it with my own eyes. That's the way Jesus is. He is someone you need to see with your own eyes. He is someone you need to experience with your own person, so that you can know Him for yourself. On Good Friday, we had an online experience, and I invited you to come see the cross. I realize that today crosses are on our necklaces, or maybe they're on special earrings you're wearing today, or maybe someone has tattooed the cross on themselves personally. But I'm not interested today in a trinket cross. I don't want a relic cross. We have a beautiful cross on stage with us today, brought out special to celebrate this weekend. But I don't want just an idea of the cross. I need to experience the cross. I need the power of the cross that can change my life. If you'll afford me just a moment to recap what I said in that message on Good Friday. If you've ever been to a concert, I enjoy going to concerts back when we were allowed to go to concerts. But sometimes when you're selecting the seats, there is an obstructed view, a ticket. You can purchase a ticket at a discounted price. It's going to be cheaper than the other seats, but you're going to have to acknowledge that you're buying a ticket that has an obstructed view. There's a reason you're getting a discount and you're not sure what the obstruction is. I've been to concerts and there's a seat right behind a giant column and you can't see anything but the column. It was a great price. It really was cheap to go to this expensive concert. The problem is I can't see who I came to see. And sometimes we have an obstructed view of the cross. We don't have the cross in our sight line. We cannot see the cross like we need to see the cross in our lives because we have paid a cheaper price. Can I tell you there is no such thing as a cheap cross? As beautiful as this one is on stage, as beautiful as that one is in Church Central, as beautiful as any picture you've painted of the cross, that experience, there was nothing cheap about it. There was nothing kind about it. In fact, it was brutal and it was difficult and it was challenging, and it had to be because it had to carry the weight of my sin. It had to carry your pain. It had to carry your problems. It had to carry all of our issues. There is nothing cheap about the cross, but in that message, we talked about the things that obstruct our view of the cross. Often, distance will obstruct our view. Distractions will obstruct our view of the cross, and certainly disappointments will obstruct our view of the cross. And the Easter story that unfolds for us today is a story about the closest followers of Jesus feeling all of those emotions. Dealing with their own disappointments, dealing with their own moments of distance from where they needed to be and wanted to be with Jesus, dealing with the distractions that we face in life. Maybe that's what you're feeling today. Maybe that's what's happening where you are right now. You're trying to see the cross. You're trying to experience the power of Jesus in your life. Maybe you're trying to live your life where you can keep the cross in view. Maybe you're getting on tiptoes and peering around beams or distractions, or you're at such a far distance that you think you can see it way off, and I think that's what it is, or what is that? Maybe it's just a pole. I don't know. I thought that was the cross. I'm trying to keep the cross in view. Maybe that is your story today. You want to keep the cross in your sight line, but you're struggling. That's why I'm inviting you today to come see Easter. I want you to see Easter up close. I want you to see what it is that Jesus has done for you and for me. I want you to experience. I want you to see this for yourself. I want you to experience his power and his presence in your life. Not grandma's experience, not Paul's experience, but this is what has happened in my life. This is who I know Jesus to be. Not just something I read in a book, not something I just a quick moment I saw on the social media. I have an experience with Jesus. Come see Easter. I want to go to Luke 24 today and read through just a few verses of scripture as we see Easter for ourselves today. Luke 24 and verse number 1. If you have your Bible, you can join me there, or maybe you have it digitally on your phone, or it'll be on the screen to follow as well. But Luke 24 and verse 1 says that very early on Sunday morning, the women went to the tomb taking spices they had prepared. This was very common with the burial customs of that day. It was almost akin to you and I putting flowers on the grave of our loved one. They were on their way with spices to do that very thing. And in verse 2, they found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. Bringing spices was normal. Seeing the stone rolled away from the entrance of the tomb was not normal. I mean, I think I remember him saying something about a borrowed tomb. I remember hearing a conversation that was happening among some people there about borrowing a tomb, and really that's kind of interesting in and of itself, because if you borrow something, then it is because you only need it temporarily. And the truth is, Jesus never planned to stay down. He wanted to borrow a tomb because he wasn't going to need it very long. You know what? Today, all of us have been down. All of us have been in a place of struggle. All of us have been in a place of distance or disappointment or distraction. But you can't plan to stay down. Maybe you're having to borrow some counseling for a moment. Maybe you're having to borrow some encouragement for a moment. But I'm not staying down. I'm planning to get up. Make a plan in your life just like Jesus made in his, that you can get up again as well. And verse 3, they went in, but they didn't find the body of the Lord Jesus. I mean, we have the right tomb, right? We're on the right row. Are we in the right graveyard? I mean, are you sure? Are you sure we came to the right place? Because here's what I've learned. Our doubt will always come up with an explanation other than the miraculous one. Our doubt will always come up with an explanation other than the miraculous one. It's too easy to accept the bad news. It's too easy to believe the negative. It is a fight for our faith. It is a fight for positivity. It is a fight to believe in a world where people are so negative, in a world where the news and the barrage of bad information, where the experts and everyone is an expert today. We're constantly having to sift through and push through just to find a little bit of good news. But they went in, they didn't see the body of the Lord Jesus. And as they stood there puzzled, verse 4, two men suddenly appeared to them clothed in dazzling robes. That's why you got dressed up today. You didn't realize it. They were wearing dazzling robes on Easter Sunday morning. Two men are wondering what is going on. They appear. I mean, this is incredible. A bunch of women are confused, and two men show up to fix it. There's probably a joke there, but I'm too scared to make it. Cancel culture and all that business going on. Verse 5, the women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. Then the men asked, "Why are you looking among the dead for someone who is alive. This is such a probing question. It's one that you and I are being asked on this Easter Sunday morning. And honestly, I'm not sure that I understand human nature. I don't know why we do what we do, but it is what we do. We hang around dead things hoping that they will turn out okay. We return to old ways thinking that somehow they changed overnight. We stay with the same habits thinking that they'll suddenly do something for us that they've never been able to do before. That's why I'm calling you to come see Easter. That's why I'm inviting you into a new life. That's why I'm wanting you to have a brand new God experience in your life so that you don't keep hanging around dead things, wondering if they're ever going to change, wondering if certain situations are ever going to right themselves or fix themselves. Why, ladies, are you looking for someone who is alive among the dead? Easter changes everything. Easter is the experience that all of us are looking for. And in verse 6, they say, "He isn't here. He is risen from the dead." I know you woke up today thinking that today would be as sad as yesterday. I know you came today believing that this Easter would be no different than last year, or maybe that 2021 was going to be just as rough and just as difficult as 2020 is. But hey, if I will see Easter today, if I will realize that he isn't here, that he is alive, he is powerful. I know there's a lot of bad news, but you won't find him in the bad news. You're going to find him up above the bad news. And I got to get my affections up there where he is. I've got to get my emotions elevated to where he is so that I can have the positive life that I am looking for. He isn't here. He is risen from the dead. And the angel went on, "Do you remember what he told you back in Galilee? That the Son of Man must be betrayed into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and that he would rise again on the third day." Do you remember what he said? Do you remember the process that he told us we were going to have to walk out? Do you remember? He said there would be challenges and there would be difficulties, but if we would stay with the process, if we would hold on, if we would remain faithful. I don't know who that word is for today. You're frustrated that things have not changed yet. You're angry that things have not moved yet. You're confused that things have not happened quicker. But I want to tell someone on Easter Sunday morning 2021 that you are doing better than you think you're doing, and you are closer than you thought you were. If you will stay planted, if you will hold on, if you will remain faithful, God is up to something in your life. Don't let the devil cheat you out of your miracle when you are so close to realizing your miracle in your life. Do you remember what he said? He told you back in Galilee that he was going to be betrayed and that ultimately he would be crucified, but that he would rise again on the third day. Ladies, you don't even realize that today is the third day. And then, verse 8, the Bible said they remembered that he had said this. I believe that this Easter, someone is remembering the promise that God made to you. I believe this Easter is the time that things are coming back to your mind. Things are being renewed in your spirit. Things are being revived in your heart. Things are being recognized. Things are being remembered. I know we've had to process a lot of information, and the enemy has kept piling things on and kept bringing one struggle and one disappointment after another until the good word of God, the promise of God, is buried so deep in there, so far down beneath all of the mess and the muck and the mire that we have been dealing with. But somebody needs to remember, this is your Easter, to remember what Jesus has said to you. They remembered this. I believe that you and I are remembering a word today. I believe you're remembering a dream this morning. Maybe you're remembering an altar where God spoke, remembering a time of consecration or dedication or worship in your life. And guess what? Remembering reignited their faith. And now they are rushing. Now they are running. Now there is an urgency. Now there is bold confidence because they remembered. Most of my friends are preaching real careful today because they don't want to make the guests nervous. I don't have that much sense. Because there's something about remembering the goodness of God. There's something about looking back over my shoulder and seeing how far the Lord has brought me. There's something about remembering how good God has been to me. It doesn't matter what I'm facing. It doesn't matter what I'm looking at. It doesn't matter what is up ahead. If I can remember, God has brought me this far. God has brought me from a mighty long way. I need somebody that's got some Jesus in your life to shout amen. Man in this house, if I can remember how good Jesus has been, it gives me confidence that he's going to keep being just as good as he's always been in my life. Come next Sunday. So they rushed back. Verse 9, they rushed back from the tomb to tell his 11 disciples and everyone else what had happened. It was Mary Magdalene, it was Joanna, it was Mary, the mother of James, and several other women who told the apostles what had happened. You remember, they arrived to put spices at the tomb. They see these two angels in dazzling robes and they find out, wait a minute, we remember now what he told us was going to happen. Now they are running, now they are rushing back to tell the 11 disciples and all of the followers that were gathered there at the house. It was this gang of women. They saw Easter for themselves. They experienced Easter. They saw that the tomb was empty. They saw Easter. They saw it for themselves, but they didn't keep it to themselves. It begs the question this morning, who are you going to tell that Jesus is alive? It's one thing for you to know it. It's one thing for you to come to the realization. It's one thing for you to come to the understanding. It's one thing for you to become aware. But who are you going to tell before the sun sets on this day? As you face a brand new week, who are you going to tell? Hey, Jesus is alive in my life. I went to this church and this preacher acted a little bit of a fool, but I got something on Easter Sunday morning, and I want to tell everybody I know that Easter is an experience that you need to walk in and live in your life. Who in your world needs to know? But get ready, because they're likely to have the same doubt that you have. You're likely to encounter someone with the same struggle in the way that you struggled with the story. And in verse 11, the Bible said that the story sounded like nonsense to the men, so they didn't believe it. There's probably another joke there too. It sounded crazy. It sounded fanciful. It sounds too good to be true. It sounds too amazing. It sounds too incredible. It sounds too wonderful. This Jesus whom we love so much and whom we followed, you mean he's alive? No, I don't want to believe that. My flesh just refuses that. I don't want to accept that. I don't want to believe that that is possible. Because when you have been overcome with doubt, when you have been weighted down in worry for so long, it is hard to accept good news. When you've dealt with one struggle after another, when you've dealt with one pain after another, when you've dealt with one difficulty after another, it is hard to accept good news. Maybe that's where you are today. It's hard for you to see Easter. It's hard for you to believe. It's hard for you to recognize just how powerful he is, because you have had so much bad news. You've had so many difficult days in your life. But look at verse 12. The Bible said that Peter jumped up and ran. He jumped up and ran to look. I know what they said sounds too, it just sounds too big. It just sounds like too much. But just in case what these women have said is true, I've got to see it for myself. Just in case. The Bible said that he jumped up to go and look. Because whenever you're desperate, whenever you're tired of being down, whenever you are out of options, you're willing to take a chance on the impossible. Remember, Peter had had an obstructed view of the cross. The Bible said that he followed Jesus at a distance. He had an obstructed view. And so now he's wanting a front row seat. I don't want to miss this. I've done the distance thing and that did not work out well for me. I've done the 1 foot in the church and the 1 foot in the world, and that didn't do anything but get me hurt. I tried the kind of lackadaisical approach to the things of the Lord, but that did not benefit me at all. So today I want to see it for myself. I want to see Easter. What about you? What about you? Are you ready? Are you ready to see Easter? Are you ready to find out how alive he is? This season may find you with emotion all over the place. Many are saying this has been their hardest year. But I'm here to tell you, Easter 2021, that Jesus is alive. And even if this has been the hardest year of your life, the most challenging season of your life, the most difficult day of your life, maybe you're online and you intended to be here, but one thing after another. Now you sit in your living room frustrated. Jesus is alive. Come see Easter. Come see Easter. Come experience what Jesus has for you. I want to pray with you today. I want to ask Jesus to do a beautiful work in your life. I want to ask him to move powerfully in your life. Pastor Darrell, what's going to happen to me? What does that mean? What something? No. I just want you to see Easter. I want you to experience the goodness of God in your life. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. In this room today, this is a personal moment, an individual moment. for you to feel and you to hear and you to see Jesus for yourself. Father, I pray today for men and women in this room. I pray today for hearts and lives and people in person and online today. We gotta see. We gotta see you alive in our lives. We have to experience you full and powerful and awesome. We don't just want you in trinket form or in relic form. We want you in power and in might in our lives. If you're in this room today, heads bowed, eyes closed. If you're in this room today and you would say, Pastor Darrell, I need what you're preaching about today. I need to see Easter. I need to see Jesus. It's been too much. It's been too difficult. I just want you to lift your hand where you are. No one's taking note. No one's seeing you. Yeah. Hands. God bless you. Hands. I want to pray specifically for you today. I want you to say yes to Jesus. When I say yes to Jesus, I'm saying, Lord, I want everything that you have for me. I want to experience you. I want to see you. I want to know you. Pray this with me. Say, Jesus, I want to see you. I want to experience you. I want everything you have for me. I want to walk with you. I want to pray. I want to worship. I want to see you. Today I ask you to forgive me of my sin. I ask you to wash me and to cleanse me. And I ask you to change my life. Whatever is in me that's not like you, take it, Lord. Fill me up with you. Fill me with your spirit. Fill me full of your word. Today I receive all that you have for me. I say yes. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Can we give the Lord a hand clap of praise today for people making a decision, people making a choice, people saying yes to Jesus. Why don't you stand with me across the room today? Our team is coming back for just another moment of worship today. If you want to just breathe in the presence of the Lord, if you want to just feel the presence of the Lord, your kids are good, the eggs are waiting, everything is just fine. But if you want to just experience the Lord for just a moment, maybe you want to come around the altar. There's plenty of room for you to distance and do what you need to do in this house today. If you want to lift your hands today,